I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
What a great song. My God. All right, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Halloween 2024. Boys and girls, I know you're excited. Be excited. It's a great day.
Very easy to be true.
Now, unfortunately, no parade this year.
Myself alone when each day.
Because this was parade day.
I know.
16 years ago.
It sure was.
What also happened that night, James?
What happened?
In Philadelphia sports.
So I went to a Halloween party that night. We went to the parade and then napped and then went to a party that night. I don't remember.
Rhea, Philadelphia sports that same day, what happened? I mean, it's not a massive thing, but
Flyers?
It was. No, it was the debut of somebody.
16 years
ago.
It's not a huge thing, but it was notable because he was one of their biggest free agent acquisitions ever. Elton Brand, Sixers debut.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And then like five games in, he was injured and he was like, you know, that was that.
That's why I kind of didn't remember it.
Diminishing returns.
I love how Nick Nurse threw his name in there too. Oh, you got to talk to Daryl, Dave, Elton.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh yeah, Elton's going to give us answers.
It's really, it is a shame for Nick Nurse that they're leaving him just twisting there. All right, for more on the whole sports scene, whether it's the Phils and the Dodgers and the Sixers and the Eagles and Sirianni, we welcome in our guy, Ben Davis. Good morning, Benjamin.
Top of the morning to you.
Rest of the day and all of it on Halloween to you,
Joe,
as well.
I got to tell you, that's a great mask.
Listen. Listen, one-liner.
Wow.
So here, let me just say this back. Now that we know Ben has now that we know Ben has a line.
Wow.
Do you have a second line, tough guy? Is that it? Are you one and done? Are you
I don't think I need another one.
You might be like Richie, 1 minute and done.
That's a
it's like Costanza. You can just drop the mic and walk out. You're set.
You can just go home now,
you
Ben.
You did not have to go there.
Ben did his job. Ben did his job, ladies and gentlemen. He took a shot. It nailed. Battleship
song. I had to. I'm sorry.
I get it. All right, so Ben, all these topics.
Yes.
You've been listening and driving in. What's top of mind for you? You know, in the sports scene, because there's a lot of different things intersecting right now. What hits you the most right now, late October?
The Phillies are just as good as anybody else.
I'm glad you say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true, but I know they're near.
It is true.
They're near just as good
as
anyone
else. It is true. It is true. But they just, as Dombrowski said, they just didn't play well when they needed to.
Does the Dodgers winning give you additional hope for the Phillies next year? Last year,
100%.
Right?
Yeah, it does. Right. It does.
Good.
It definitely
why not,
does.
Rhea?
This is very Pollyanna here,
it's
feels
incredibly
like.
I don't think so, James. Rhea, why?
Well, number one, you know I didn't want Rob Thompson back.
I do know
okay?
that. Yes.
So I'm watching that game last night. That was game five, right? If the Yankees win that game, and at one point they were up 5-0.
Sure were.
There's potentially two more games, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. The Dodgers used 8 pitchers in the game.
Yeah.
Okay? But good news for everybody, Wheeler and Sanchez are still incredibly rested
that
for next
made
season.
Rob Thompson look bad that it literally ended
it
with
closed
Walker.
Closed it with Walker Buehler.
I know.
Yes! Closed it out.
I agree.
Like, yes, managed to freaking win.
Thank you.
I get it, guys.
Thank you.
I don't disagree with you on that.
And
but
also,
I think
seen this Phillies. But no, we've seen this Phillies team have the same fatal flaw years in a row.
In the World Series.
What's going to make that fatal flaw change? You know what the Dodgers did that the Phillies didn't?
What?
They took a bunch of pitches, and they had approaches when they went up to the plate.
Ding, ding, ding.
So what makes me think that this Phillies group, where their whole thing is like, oh, we're going to hit to all fields. Really?
Here's
the 31-year-old Nick Castor, 2-year-old Nick Castellanos going to be like, oh, now I'm going to spray it all over the field?
Right,
like,
James,
it ain't going to happen.
Here's my question, because I don't know the answer. I'm just going to ask it. Maybe you know it. Maybe you don't. What was the Dodgers' fatal flaw in the playoffs the last 3 years?
Well, the Dodgers just lost. The Dodgers didn't have. But here's the other thing too.
The Dodgers just lost.
Well, they didn't have one reason. The point is, the Dodgers lost for different reasons each year.
You probably didn't pay attention as much.
No, I watch a series, but the point is, what the Dodgers did this year that the Phillies didn't is they went out and added like 8 guys
Edmund,
at the deadline,
yeah.
Like Tommy Edman and all these, and they added real baseball players. They didn't add like, oh, let's bring Weston Wilson up.
But maybe the Phillies. But hold on, James. Maybe the Phillies will actually approach it.
Sure, that'd be awesome. Until they do it, I'm not going to believe they're going to do
it. I'll say this.
Austin Hayes.
Okay, here's where I'm at, guys. The Dodgers win. I already had hope for the Phillies next year. The Dodgers winning gives me more hope. If you don't know the backstory, 3 years ago they lost in the League Championship Series. 2 years ago they lost in the Division Series. Last year they lost in the Division Series and got swept. Absolutely. I look at that and see them win the World Series.
But they're
last
a more
night.
Talented team than the Phillies.
But the Phillies, and this was Ben's point.
I wouldn't necessarily.
The Phillies are very talented.
Yeah.
They've Are we serious here?
Wow.
They got the Dodgers. Shohei, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts at the top of the year.
Shohei did nothing.
They're all Hall of Famers.
He did nothing.
Three Hall of Famers
James,
at the top
the Dodgers
of their lineup.
Won Betts 98 games. The Phillies won, what, 95?
But the Dodgers, were, like the Dodgers were consistent throughout the course of the season. We've talked about this so many times. The Phillies started 40 games over 500.
I understand.
And then we're an average team for 4 months.
John, he's wound up.
Four months. Because I care about this team.
I care, too.
And I think that it's weak to just be like, let's bring it back. And they'll figure it out. Maybe
the
whole your whole thing is maybe it'll be different. That's your strategy.
That's not my
maybe
strategy.
Maybe it'll be different we're because you got good players, and this year they'll actually hit.
5-1 versus the Dodgers.
Yeah, we were 5-1.
And was Mookie Betts playing in some of those games?
No, he didn't.
He was out with the wrist injury. All but right, who cares about how they went in the regular season?
Let's get a lot of calls in here. Whether it's the Phils Dodgers thing, the Eagles, Sirianni, are you in? Not Sirianni, are you in? Listener, are you in on Sirianni? Because I know as recently as 2 weeks ago, like, everybody was out. So where do you stand now? Plus the Sixers. We're going to get to more of that Nick Nurse ridiculous audio about Joel. Let's get to Anthony in New Jersey. Anthony, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing? Good morning.
Good morning, Anthony.
Anthony, I went to you just so Seltzer could catch his breath. I was afraid there for a moment.
I could keep going if you need it.
No, believe me, I was well aware he could keep going. Anthony, I went to you so he wouldn't keep going.
That's better.
Seltzer was pretty animated, man.
Yeah, he gets that way. He gets that. He reminds me of Bugs Bunny sometimes. He gets animated.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, very simple joke there. That's good.
All right, Anthony, talk to us, buddy.
Hey, I'm into a Nick Sirianni, man. I got some numbers here, man. Since he's been a head coach in 2021, the Eagles are first in rushing touchdowns, first fourth down offense. It's a bunch of things we are.
Yeah, a lot of that is hurts, though.
The tush push. Yeah, that's why.
And look, they've been a good running team, but let's not discount Hurts with the best quarterback sneak thing ever is a major part of that. I mean, it's a little misleading. But it's true.
Right, okay.
But
fifth and first downs, fifth and points per game, points per drive, total offense, winning percentage, yards per carry, yards attempt.
Okay.
Like, give this man his credit, man. Like, since he's been here, I know a lot of things on the sidelines, off. We don't like what he does, his antics or whatever. But since he's been here, man, Nick Sirianni has the numbers. The cachet, of course, you wish we'd have won in the Super Bowl. He's a good coach, man, and we're going and rolling in the right direction this year.
Anthony, it's an interesting perspective. Give me an answer here. What's a strange tradition?
Candy corn.
Okay.
Only do eat it one time a year, pretty much.
I guess that's a fairer thing.
It's awful.
So, John, assess this for me. The last caller's pro Sirianni thing. So how do you assess, and I don't think this is the easiest thing to figure out. I'm curious where you come down. That guy saying Nick Sirianni's really good, but then we also know he has had a really good or great roster at a lot of twists and turns to these 4 years. Not so much 2021, but since then, I mean, he has always had a good offensive line or great.
And we know that Stoutland had a lot to do with the planning process for the running attack.
So what do you make of it? The Howie role in giving Nick... Look, it's easier for a chef to make the customer happy if he's cooking a steak instead of candy corn. So how do you assess that when assessing Nick?
It's kind of like they spread the workout a lot more evenly across the coaching staff than a lot of teams do. And I think sort of in the same breath, the offense spreads the work out amongst the players more than a lot of teams do, too. You know, it's not just the quarterback dropping back. It's all on you. Find the throw. Find the progression. 1, 2, 3, 4 every play. It's the running game will enhance and support and develop the passing play action, and then that grows the passing game from there. I think there's a lot of, I don't know, interesting thematic similarities that we're talking about.
All righty. How can I spin this into Nick Nurse? I don't know. Werewolf of London. I don't know. He's taking a bite out of our hearts.
There we go. Look at you.
You know, he's hurting my heart.
He was turning into a monster
there
on the sidelines last night.
Yeah.
He's turning into a monster in these press conferences. And you know what? I don't blame him. Daryl Morey, you are hanging him out there.
He is.
And you have bitten him and lycanthropically changed him. And now you're just letting him sit there, turn into a werewolf.
It's a disgrace. All right, we're going to get to the Nick Nurse audio from yesterday in a moment.
Lycanthropically.
Well, that
is the adjective.
It's a good word right there.
Multisyllabic.
That is a word, to say the least. By the way, Jason Kelsey with us in 10 minutes. Rhea, as you know, coming up at 8 o'clock today, we give people the chance to win a pair of tickets tomorrow by listening today at 8 o'clock.
Yep, courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So the key is listen at 8, know the name we say of a current or former Eagles player, and tomorrow at 8 o'clock, if you know the name said this week, you can win the tickets to the Eagles-Jags game, which I got to think is now a pretty coveted ticket when you consider 5-2. Still good weather,
man.
Oh,
right?
62,
amazing weather.
Pretty cool.
Doug's coming in.
You feel Dougie.
It's only their only Sunday home game for like a month or whatever. You know
what?
This could be the last game Doug coaches as a head guy for a while.
Well, it could be. It also strikes me almost like a homecoming game in college football, where you schedule a team that you know you're going to beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Eagles are going to win, right? Like, Sunday night, they're 6-2. I just want to make sure.
You do know that most of their losses are very...
a little bit.
Like, close.
I'm not much worried.
I mean, the Jags just traded their left tackle. They lost both their starting receivers.
The quarterback stinks.
The quarterbacks, they're just bad. They're bad, period. Plus, they've lost guys.
Yeah, quarterback stinks. All right, let's get a lot of calls in here and reaction on Nick Nurse.
He's been playing better lately, but he has been a major disappointment.
If you've watched them, God bless
you. A lot of people think, like, Doug is part of the reason why this quarterback hasn't been...
It's
great.
Possible, but I tend to think the QB just stinks. That's at least what my heart wants to hope for. Let's go to the phones. Because it's never Doug's fault. Even in 2021, Doug's fault.
Yeah. Doug! Ben Peterson! Yeah, baby!
Ben, nothing but love for that guy. By the way, Ben, you know what I'll say?
Nothing but love for that guy.
Here's what I'll say about Sirianni as it relates to Doug.
Who wins in a fight?
As it relates to Charlie.
Who wins in a fight? Doug or Nick?
Doug. Doug's a physically bigger guy.
He is. Nick's younger, though. Yeah, Nick's significantly younger.
Doug's, I think, matters.
Age matters. Of course it does.
It matters in a big way.
In a huge way.
Doug is much older than I am.
So what is he, about 57?
Yeah, and Nick's 43.
Yeah, like, but Doug Peterson could headbutt him. He's got the biggest head.
I think Nick wins. I feel actually super confident Nick wins. Plus, Doug was a quarterback, had the red jersey on. Nick's out there playing wide receiver, going over the middle and stuff.
That's true, too.
I don't like it.
That's very true.
He was playing in an era where he used to have to go over the middle.
I'm smelling a Twitter.
Sirianni took some pops over
the middle. Poll question
Nick
tomorrow.
Nick Sirianni could be Doug.
Throw it out there.
I'm writing it down. Twitter poll tomorrow.
I believe in him.
Fight. Sirianni, Doug.
You actually, wow.
Yeah, I actually feel like the more we talk about it, the more confident I feel that Sirianni. I'm sure of it. I would bet my house on
it. I think it's fast. I think he makes quick work of Doug.
Well, I don't. But
you could ask Kelsey. I mean,
we could ask.
Yeah, right. I bet you would enjoy that. Actually, yeah, it's a great question.
I'll put that on the list.
Important.
One other thing I'll say about Nick, I am and will always be struck by the last two coaches to win a title here: Charlie Manuel and Doug Peterson. You couldn't be more criticized in the beginning, in the early years. I mean,
100%.
You couldn't be. Yeah.
Doug started with the Andy, like basically carrying water for Andy about that Chiefs game, Patriots game. Yeah.
All right, let's get a lot of calls in here. Kelsey in about 10 minutes. Kenny in East Oak Lane. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Kenny.
Man, so I want to say a couple things before we get into sports. Joe, every journey starts with one step. Right? Start going to the gym or walking or doing something and be active, right?
Well, today I'm going to golf, and my goal is to break, not to get in great shape today, just to break 100.
Why, are you gonna ride a
cart? Where are you playing?
Of course I'm going to ride a cart. I'm playing at Marion, Ben.
Oh, you got no chance.
Is it really?
You got no chance.
Whoa, you buried the lead there.
You're going to Marion?
Hold up. You just say I'm golfing today.
Why does everyone laugh?
You should say, I'm going to Marion.
Because I don't merit Marion.
Marion is the golf
because
course.
It's one of the top courses in the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
Like the U.S. Open.
2013 U.S. Open.
It's where Obama, Saquon, and Jalen couldn't golf because he's not allowed per contract. Who was the other person?
Well, Jeffrey Lurie.
Lurie. It was like 2 days ago. Lurie, Obama, Saquon,
and Jalen.
But Jalen had to ride the card. He wasn't allowed in his contract to play.
Joe, I don't want you to pull a muscle, patting yourself on the back and bragging to us.
I'm not bragging. Ben asked me a question. I answered. I wasn't going to say it.
Is this the first time
I feel like you're going to sully the grounds of Marion. I can't believe they're allowing you there.
You can't take a cart at Marion. You have to walk.
Well, then I'm walking. Do you do have to walk?
You have to walk.
Well, then apparently I'm walking.
Look at you. There we go. So it starts today.
Yes.
And John.
Kenny.
In the great words of Jimmy V, you should be moved to tears every day. So don't ever be ashamed of, because I did the same thing with Kelsey. So we're on the same page, brother. Yeah.
This is really.
You're right. So, that would be a beautiful thing to be moved to tears every day.
There you go. Yeah. All right, Ken, what do you got on our sports scene?
So Sirianni, right? I'm an executive chef. So I am a coordinator of chaos. So I understand that, you know, sometimes your emotions get the best of you. You're very passionate about what you do. I think Sirianni is a great coach. I think that he is a player's coach. And in order to lead the people, you have to love the people, right? And you have to know your people, get to know everybody individually, everything like that. I don't think that there's a better player's coach in the league than Sirianni.
Yeah, but that's
right?
never, to me, been the issue, Kenny. I hear you, and I will agree with you. I've always been impressed with that.
He's also a control freak. I'm telling you right now, he needs to let his coaches coach, and he needs to manage the game. That's it. Like, and Fangio has that defense running on all cylinders.
Yes.
And I think
Kenny, if he's only putting his head in there for one or two plays a game, that's not so bad. If he's putting his head in there for 23 plays a game, then that's a big issue. So let's just start with that.
He needs to let his people do. Yeah, he needs to let his people do what they do best.
Yeah.
And I think we're going to be just fine. Right. I like Sirianni.
Kenny, give me a great answer. For the $100 gift card, what's a strange tradition?
When they break plates at weddings and big functions and say hopa.
Yeah, like, breaking plates is a good answer. It's certainly a better
hopa.
Answer.
Opa.
And then what's the, because I've heard opa, yep. And then there's other ones too when you break stuff. I thought, Greek?
In a Jewish wedding, you say mazel tov when you break the wine glass.
Yeah.
Mazel.
There's a lot of wedding answers that they could apply here. The throwing the rice, and there's a lot of strange traditions. All right, let me tell you what's an annoying tradition. The Sixers screwing stuff up.
Yeah.
So,
it is a tradition.
It is. It's a tradition unlike
like no
any other.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to get to this audio of Nick Nurse. And by the way, Jason Kelsey is going to join us soon. So Nick Nurse met with the reporters yesterday twice. Once was before the game, and once was after the game. And of course, John, we were particularly interested in the pregame stuff because of the fact that, you know, obviously that's when the questions would be asked, you know, about what's going on with Joel. And there were questions that needed to be asked. And I got to tell you, Howard asked a question yesterday. He takes, you know, heat for, you know, just being the king, right? Riding with the king. But Howard, to his credit, man, for years has asked great probing questions in press conferences. I thought this was one of the best questions I've ever heard Howard ask. And Nick Nurse never answered it yesterday. Let's listen to this exchange.
Nick, do you think it's fair to your paying customers and your fans to not know, have any idea when your star player is going to play?
That's a big question to lead off with. Listen, our guys are working out. They are making progress. They're going to have workouts tomorrow, Friday. We hope to have a better indication of where they are by then. Update you then.
But that didn't answer the question. Do you think it's fair? I mean, I have complaints from people, you know, I'm buying tickets and I don't know whether they're going to play. And
they're listed. They're listed as out. Yeah. You know, within the league guidelines, we have to list them. That's why the league has those guidelines, and we list them that way.
And you do it the day before, but a lot of people buy tickets earlier than that.
Well, we don't have all the information all the time, right? The reason you do it the day before is you want to make sure, right? So you know.
What a fascinating exchange. What an amazing and let me
thank
tell you this,
Howard.
Right,
yeah, Howard was great.
Thank you so much, Howard.
And totally,
and, you know, I don't know whether to feel sorry for Nick Nurse.
I am.
I'm starting to feel sorry. That answer is just like, man, this guy doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know what to say.
We know Nick Nurse knows the answer is yes. Nick Nurse knows it's unfair to fans. But he feels, as he answers to Josh Harris and Daryl Morey,
yeah,
and has the Joel thing,
you can
he doesn't want to say
he
yes.
Answers to in his response.
He chooses not to say yes, but he knows the answer's yes.
Yeah.
That's a tough spot.
Yeah.
Now, look, I still think he should find a way, because I would respect him more if he kept it real. He's not keeping it real. So I'm going to still ding Nick Nurse, but the longer this saga goes on, the more I do find him becoming a sympathetic figure, yeah, taking the bullets for Daryl Morey, Josh Harris, and Joel Embiid. Let's listen to another exchange that I thought was... Now, this one you might lose a lot of respect for Nick, because you might think he's lying, or you might think they are such a poorly run organization that he's telling the truth, and if so, this is astounding. Listen to this before the game.
The league's release yesterday effectively said the problem was not that Joel didn't play based on the medical information. The problem was whatever was communicated by what, I don't know if it was just you, Daryl, whoever it might have been. So what do we need to know? Like, what is the gap there? And what is the, to your knowledge, what is the reason that you guys were fine?
I didn't even know we were fined. We were fined. Was that was made public? Yeah, I did. Sorry, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Your comments as an organization,
right,
don't match, I guess, wherever Joel is. So I'm just trying to get from that place post-Olympics, happy he went, he's on schedule, he doesn't play. And the league says it's fine that he doesn't play. But we've never heard anything from August till now other than he's on schedule, everything's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to have to punt that one on you. You're going to have to ask Daryl or Dave or Elton or somebody that one. I'm not even, like I said, I didn't even know we got fined yesterday.
I got
a game, several games to coach and lots of things going on.
All right.
I mean, I don't blame him.
Did he really
Well, do
not
you
know?
Believe him?
No, but I don't blame him. I mean, I do. That's
is
the first time he's been like, hey, ask Daryl, man.
Well,
like,
I blame him if he's lying, because now it makes me not trust him on a lot of fronts.
It's not possible he didn't.
No, I don't like that he lied about the not knowing they were fine.
Why would you say that?
I think he's tired of it. Like, I think he's like, he literally says at the end, ask Daryl. Like, ask Elton, ask someone
right, John,
else. This
John,
is not my job.
Let's tackle it one issue
like,
at a time.
I'm supposed to coach games.
No, I got it. John, one issue at a time. Do you think there is a chance he's telling the truth?
That he did not know
they
were fined.
$100,000 because of his statements.
I can't imagine that he didn't know that. That seems like, front and center for everyone.
I find it really hard to believe. The one thing that gives me some belief that it's possibly he's telling the truth is they're such a bad organization.
Well, that's the
maybe
only
nobody
thing.
Told him.
And also, maybe he's just so frazzled
ben,
with all
is that
of
possible?
This. He could feel as though he's just at wit's end with everything, and he's getting things thrown at him all the time every day, and he just loses track.
Ben, what do you make of it?
This is what happens when you have an ownership group that is not there.
It's right.
Not there.
Absentee.
This stuff doesn't
ownership.
Happen with the Eagles. It definitely doesn't happen with the Phillies.
Right.
Because this is they're two ownership groups that are on top of everything. Everything. And this is a guy, Josh Harris, that is just so far removed and... I mean, it literally is just an investment.
And
that's
Rhea, do you
all
think
the Sixers are.
Rhea, you think it's impossible that he didn't know?
Oh, he 100% knew. I don't buy it at all. It's so ridiculous what's going on there. I am now starting to skew towards he might be seriously injured.
I agree completely.
And they just don't want to say it.
I would put it at more likely than not that surgery's coming.
Yeah. 100%.
I mean, that's just my instincts.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not reporting
instinct,
that, but my antenna says we're going to hear in the next couple weeks there's a real surgery.
There's no excuse for Daryl Morey for not him speaking. There's none. The only excuse is they're trying to figure out how to manage a guy they allowed to play in the Olympics, and then they hand it, $150 million extension to, and he's probably seriously hurt.
And I'll say this, if you remember, and some people might have lost track of this, but when he got hurt last year, and I think it was around... February, maybe January. There was talk of a more substantial surgery they could have done, John, that would have put him out for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Or a lesser process.
Yeah. We've heard
they
all sorts of little sprinkles.
Yeah, and they went with
like
the lesser.
And what my understanding for all of that stuff was is, in today's world, once upon a time for meniscal stuff, it was you scoped it out and you just took part of the cushion out, and it was just that player had that less cushion forever. Now they can do things with stem cells and PRP and a lot of new age stuff that allows things to grow back that couldn't necessarily grow back before. So I always assumed that the less invasive procedure, that stem cell stuff, was what Joel was doing. Maybe I was just completely off base with that. Maybe that is everyone does now.
Maybe if they didn't rush him for the playoffs last year, maybe this wouldn't be an issue right now, and he'd be better for the next 5 years of his career. They screwed it up.
There are different levels of invasiveness and aggressiveness for all of these procedures, and we were told sort of along the way that they were trying to be careful with Joel, which begs the question, why is Joel so messed up he can't even start to play at the beginning of the season?
All right. So all of that Sixers thing on the table. We're going to play more audio of Nick Nurse coming up shortly because he said other stuff yesterday. And I am starting to feel sympathetic for him, but not overly sympathetic because I still think he could handle some of these situations better with his answers, which are ridiculous. Let's also tell you the Twitter poll questions of the day. We've got two of them today. They're both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's tailgate season at Armin Chevy. Check out Armin's incredible lineup of SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question, does the Dodgers winning the World Series after losing in the divisional round the last 2 years, does that give you extra hope or belief that the Phils can win it all next year? Yes or no? Second poll question, Sirianni. Today, we are reassessing Sirianni. Obviously, a three-game winning streak. A lot of people wanted him gone 2 or 3 weeks ago. He's still here. Might be here next year. Probably headed to the playoffs this year for the, ready for this? Fourth straight year. He was the only Eagles head coach ever to make the playoffs his first 3 years. He's probably going to make the playoffs his first 4 years. I think he's a pretty good coach. Now, I get a little confused on it, candidly, and I've expressed that through many twists and turns over the last couple of years, but I net out with Sirianni being a pretty good coach. But we ask you this Twitter poll question, do you think Nick Sirianni is a good coach? Yes or no? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and also weigh in at 215-592-9494. And when you do over the next hour, the opportunity to talk to Mr. Jason Kelsey joins us right now, brought to us by Garage Beer. That's, you know, his beer. The garage is always open.
Yeah, baby.
Light beer like it used to be. Yeah, baby. Find Garage Beer at your local retailer or at drinkgaragebeer.com. That website, drinkgaragebeer.com. Official beer of the Kelsey brothers and dads everywhere. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are we
doing? Jason, that's great. Really great. That's a big deal, that Garage Beer. Like, I saw it the other day. Like, it's nice. Here.
Yeah.
So, no, like, your beer from Ohio has made its way.
It has.
All the way out this direction. That's an achievement.
It is growing very fast.
That's a big deal.
The problem has not been demand. It has been supply. We're starting to figure that portion
that's
out.
That's a great
problem to have, but still a problem.
Well, congrats, man.
Some deep, deep concerning issues that were brought up that we needed to address with you.
Oh, gosh.
What are they?
Well, Nick versus Doug
in a fight.
Cage match. Who wins in that? No, seriously.
Oh, man.
I think Doug might just be, like, he's game, he's up for it, but he's old. Nick has
43.
How old is Doug?
He's older than I am. I'm 50. He's got to be like 55.
He's in his 50s. I don't think. Yeah, but like, is there that big of a difference between like 55 and?
He's 56.
And what's Nick?
I don't 43. Even, Nick's 43.
I'm taking Doug.
Is there that big of a difference between
50? Yeah.
Like if Nick
43
was,
and
if Nick
56.
Was like 30s, like maybe that'd be a huge deal. But I feel like 40s and 50s, like you're kind of already.
Doug is a big man. Also.
you're already over the hill? I saw that.
Yeah, I just think, listen, I'm 43. I'm 37. I woke up and my back barely got out of bed this morning. So.
You also played like 37 years in the NFL.
Very good point.
So, yeah,
Doug was mostly a backup.
So Doug's big. Doug is a big man. Like, even for an offensive lineman, I go back, I saw him this past year in Tahoe. He's a large human being.
We don't appreciate that.
His hands, like, everything. Like, he has the frame, the reach.
Doug wins the fight.
He would have the advantage in size.
He would grizzly bear him. He would.
But Doug's... if it goes to the ground, Nick's in trouble.
But don't you feel like Nick would fight to the death? Why? Like, that's so competitive.
Nick has like the fighter's mentality, and Doug can get Doug can get revved up too. I mean, he was a football player as well.
But he also wore a red jersey in practice.
He did. He did. But. Yeah, he did. But and Nick, I mean,
like Nick, a kicker.
Can I just say
Nick
something, John?
Exactly, like a kicker. Yeah. Nick can get fired up now, and like he to James's credit, he would fight to the death. I don't know. That's a good question. I have to see them sparring. They're like some type of like, what do they look like throwing a punch?
Can we set this up?
Nick has to. Nick
half-time.
Is so. You would
can
expect
you imagine?
That he would keep coming back. Nick would never quit.
John,
Nick,
here's why.
Even though Doug's
why
got
Doug
the reach and size, Nick will get. I mean, Nick's going to keep coming.
Doug's
he's going to walk straight into
guys,
it. He doesn't care.
Doug Peterson,
he'll eat those jabs.
I'm like a spider
just
monkey.
Keep after it.
Here's
how it's real simple. Doug Peterson survived being the quarterback of the 1999 Eagles with limited offensive line, and he lived. Doug Peterson wins the fight.
Well,
Nick Sirianni would not have survived.
Now,
granted,
easy.
Doug only played half the year because then Donovan got in there. I'm going with the guy that played. I mean, Doug played over 10 years in the NFL.
Nick also grew up with like I think it's two brothers.
That makes a difference.
And he's like the youngest, so yeah. Like he's.
Ooh. The younger brother
thing.
He's
been thing. In some yeah. physical bouts yeah. and some bigger guys.
He's been street fighting his
territory.
Whole life.
By the way, James, tell us what is different with today's show. Because I know you got something related to
neat.
Jason.
You can actually not just listen to Jason Kelce today. You can watch him. We are live streaming the Jason Kelce Hour. So you can go to the WIP YouTube page at Sports Radio 94 WIP on YouTube and check it out. You can watch and listen.
You can watch and listen. That's the YouTube channel?
WIP YouTube channel, at Sports Radio 94 WIP on YouTube.
Very nice.
Cool.
Very nice. All right, so great to have you with us, everyone, today. 215-592-9494. Also, reminder, of course, Rhea, coming up in 17 minutes at 8 o'clock, another name for people to have a chance to win Eagles tickets.
And that, of course, is courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
So listen, coming up at 8 o'clock, and know the name we give you at 8, because tomorrow at 8 o'clock, when we ask you to tell us what the name was, you can win the tickets for the Eagles and Jags, where the Eagles should get to 6-2. Boy, Jason, they do look a lot better.
It's a much better game. Yeah, the offense looked really good, the best they've looked all season. And it was across the board. I mean, the run game, the quarterback, the cohesiveness of the plays. It was a really great game offensively. The defense has been playing pretty well, and obviously Cincinnati a better offensive team than the teams they have played as of late. So I think, like the rest of the city, yeah, really happy to see that game. Yeah.
Were you surprised at how easily the quarterback was able to just go under center? I'm looking at Joe.
He's trying to intimidate me.
Show my dismay with Joe because he was telling me for so long that it was impossible that Jalen could just stick his hands under the center's butt.
He's misframing my opinion, but go ahead.
I will say this. I think the under center thing has been played a little bit out of context, to tell you the truth. Like, most of their under center plays are in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And in 4-minute drill, they were still primarily a shotgun team.
And running the ball largely under center. My whole point has always been not him handing the ball off John Ritchie from under center. It's him dropping back, the footwork, the timing, hitting receivers downfield.
I just want to get to where he is faking with the ball fully extended on a stretch play. That's where I want to get eventually.
There are advantages to doing that type of play action and those types of runs. And I think that there are so many ways that it doesn't tip off what you're doing.
Sure.
And it makes it very difficult for a defense. And the fake draws out longer. And the linebackers have to displace more because of the fake. But I think in the game, they did do some of that stuff. I would still say they ran the ball well in shotgun as well. They actually did a lot of play action in shotgun. And you talk about the long extended fake. They did some. It looked like they've made a conscious effort of him really carrying out the fake even in shotgun, which held those backers a little bit longer on some of the play action throws. But I think
the little details, are the little details that they talk about.
And it makes a huge difference. I think that, there's the best teams in the NFL. Well, I'm trying to think of the best. So Detroit, I would say their offense is probably the best in the NFL, and they dominate the under center game, these fakes like we're talking about. And then you think about like Baltimore, and Baltimore has been one of the best rushing teams in the league the last 4 or 5 years, and they're very much heavily pistol shotgun because of the threat that Lamar creates. So
sure.
I think we should keep doing more under center stuff, but I also think that there's a dynamic in the shotgun that you want to take advantage of with the quarterback and Jalen. So,
all right, let's get a lot of calls in with Jason here. We're going to get some more of the Nick Nurse audio coming up shortly as well. Let's talk to Steve in Willow Grove right now. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween, Steve.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, Joe, are you wearing shoes today when you golf? Or are you going shoeless?
Good question, Steve. I will not be shoeless.
He's got shoes on right now, which is a step in the right direction. Congratulations, Joe.
Thank you. Nice of you to not force Jason Kelsey to be in a shoeless studio.
Well, I
got
respect for Jason.
I mean, I got my feet out. I got sandals.
No, but do you take your shoes off constantly?
He takes his socks and penny loafers off.
At work.
I would rather somebody barefoot than socks. Like, I feel like it's either have the shoes on or have...
See, I don't know that you've seen these bare feet.
That's fair.
You've seen Lord of the Rings, right? You know, like Frodo, very similar. Yeah. Similar thing going on.
Jason, I'm going to tell you in a second something really underrated in life. Steve, give me what you got here on the Sixers. By the way, yes, I will change my shoes in the car. What do you got on the Sixers, Steve?
I think Nick Nurse is probably going to be fired before the season's over. Wow.
Well, that would be a shame because he's taking bullets for others.
All right, but Jason,
and they have no shot to win with the crew they're putting out there.
They paid him a lot of money, too. That would be quick one.
But, well, they're not going to fire. Steve, they're not going to fire him. Steve, let me tell you the only way he gets fired. There's only one way. He says things publicly or privately that make Josh Harris and Daryl Morey feel he's being disloyal to them, which is not impossible given some of the hints that Nick Nurse has dropped out there in the last 48 hours. But I would guess that Nick Nurse knows he'll pull that back a little bit and won't get to the point where the owner or GM question his loyalty. But he is right to say, hey, can someone else here please answer a question?
Okay, but now more importantly, Joe, here's what we got to do first. Jason, thank you very much for allowing me to witness a Super Bowl in my lifetime.
Oh, my pleasure.
Really appreciate your effort and your play, and you're wonderful. And real fast on your beer, what you got to do, raise the price 25%. If it's a short supply, you raise the price. That's a simple one.
You're telling me to price gouge my fans?
Come on, Steve.
The Eagles do it. Everybody else does it.
Yeah, right. That's business.
But listen, real fast, you're going to get into the Hall of Fame. You're going to win Emmys with ESPN. You're a master socializer of the world. You got it, man. And here's the deal. Then, in my opinion, you're going to be the next Madden. And then the next Kelsey game.
High bar he's giving you here, Jason.
I got a lot of expectations to live up to.
Dude, it's easy. Listen, all said and done, you run for president. You win the
president. Wow, we're really going for it.
Listen. Joe's your vice president. After you do the two terms and you save the world, then Joe steps in.
Well, where I just kill Jason and I become the president.
Oh,
no one knows I killed him.
That's how that works.
I like it, though, Steve. Anything that gets me to the top. Yeah. Steve, give
Joe
me an answer. Steve, what is this strange tradition?
So the one thing that Richie does with the pork on New Year's Eve, we do that also. Really, it has to happen on New Year's Day. But
good job,
we have
Steve.
On a cake, happy birthday, Joe. We have to cross Joe's name.
Oh, yeah, that's something that people do.
All right, buddy. What is it, James?
When it's your birthday, like you have to cross your name out on the cake. I've seen people do that. It's a thing.
I have not.
Never heard of that.
I have not. Jason, underrated. I'm just going to tell you, I recommend it. Bare feet. Mm-hmm. Your home or someone else's home.
Or somebody else's.
If they have a rug that has a certain thickness, or if it's like the shag rug, like the old Joe Namath shag rug,
sure.
Rub the bare foot in the rug while you're watching TV.
Yeah, this is big and bushy. This is good stuff, man.
You will give yourself a massage. Right. The rug will massage you. Just putting that out there.
Yes, when you go to someone else's house, take your shoes off and rub your feet in their rug.
You're disgusting.
It's in some cultures, it's a common courtesy to take your shoes off.
I think
off
so, too.
Are you shoes off on the plane?
On the plane?
On the plane. Are you shoes off?
Under the blanket. Hell yeah.
He takes his shoes and and
I wear
socks.
Sandals so that I can take my shoes.
Well, of course.
Sandals. I mean, I'm just
same thing.
I used to get a lot of flack for wearing sandals from you.
You have convinced
from
me.
You.
Let those puppies breathe. I'm with you. Mm. The thing is, John, what you were doing, though, you were bringing the California sandal.
Birkenstocks is what he was wearing.
That's not awesome.
Birkenstocks.
What's wrong with
like Jason? Be a Philadelphian like Jason Kelce, John.
You're always talking about
Stanford and all that nonsense.
Why are my sandals different than Jason's sandals?
The one's flip-flops and one's Birkenstocks.
Yeah,
that's
there you
how.
Go. All right, by the way, I want to listen to Nick Nurse here, because what a debacle this whole thing is. And another piece of audio from yesterday. This is the one to me more than anything where I'm starting to feel sympathy for Nick Nurse, because you can tell he's drowning and is just dying for Daryl Morey to step up and address the media and be the adult that actually answers questions about Joel Embiid that Daryl Morey doesn't want to answer. This was fascinating yesterday. Listen to this.
Nick, why do you prefer not to address it? As the head coach, you're the only voice for us here and for the public, and you prefer not to address these questions that people want to know about.
Well, I'm not the only voice. Right? Well, today I am, but I'm here because we have a basketball game.
Thanks, guys.
Basketball game. Thank you. Yep.
I mean, John, that's very telling.
Jeez.
That's a guy saying, "Can the guy that
please,
hired
Daryl,
me, who's the GM,
save
please speak
me here?" Yeah.
What it's right? That's brutal for Nick Nurse. And
painful.
I'm not looking to have his back if he's lying. And I do think in twists and turns he has lied. But I will say this. It's a disgrace that Daryl Morey's hiding.
Yeah.
It really is.
And last night was the first. Watching the Sixers game last night, watching Nick Nurse, he looks like a man who's under pressure. He looks like a man who is reacting emotionally. On the sideline.
John, do you remember,
that's
John,
what happens when you coach.
Do you remember those 2 months last year without Joel, how they almost barely won? Like, guys, that could be the next 2 months.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's.
I mean, seriously, now Paul George will help, and he'll be back sort of soon, it sounds like. But they're in deep trouble if he's out for a while, and my antenna says he's probably.
If he plays.
Yeah. I mean.
I'm just saying.
He might play 22 games this year. He might play zero. He might play 30.
It's so excruciating.
It's bad.
The way this is going to work now that there's no back-to-backs, now that we are supposed to just be tolerant of the idea that he's got a chronic injury.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
this is going to be, he might play whenever.
Yeah.
Jason, and how many games is this going to be? How many games do you expect this is going to be? 30 or less? That's where that feels right.
I agree with that. I'd almost be encouraged if they get 30 at this point, which is not encouraging, but you know. So, Jason, you've been critical of the Sixers at times, you know, the, you know, stuff with Josh Harris you said a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, as a Philadelphian who would like to see Embiid play, knowing that they are not being forthcoming.
Yeah.
What's your reaction?
You wonder, everybody, I think, I just wonder what's happening and what's really going on there.
Yeah.
It feels like when people aren't being forthcoming, usually they're hiding something, and you wonder what that is. Like, the reality is they either probably don't know, so they don't know how to answer these questions, or it's worse than is being let on, and they don't want to announce that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, those are pretty much the only two options that it can be. So, as a Philadelphia fan, I'm frustrated. Because obviously we're a much better team with Joel, and we'd love to have him out on the court. And you start thinking about what does this mean for the season
and his future. I mean, they just signed on $191 million. Ben, $191 million.
Yeah.
Listen, you went from hopefully playing 50 games a year to we don't know when he's going to even begin to play.
ever get him at his full tilt greatness again,
yeah,
because this might be Ben, I've made the example of Chase Utley. There was the first half of Chase's career.
Mm-hmm.
There was the second half. And he's not the only athlete. There have been plenty of athletes that have suffered injuries. Penny Hardaway, Grant Hill, there's a ton of guys.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we know what the greatness looked like, and then we know what the second half of the career was.
And you know you're never going to get back there.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you lose it, you lose it. It
doesn't come back.
Yeah. And it's brutal.
And we're talking about greatness, but you're talking about mindset above all else. Mindset. Mental toughness. We know that Joel struggles in that regard. How about, like, just look around, look across the NFL, the fact that there was a young quarterback, actually our old coach, Shane Steichen, benched a young quarterback.
Well, that's wild.
In large part, I think, because he tapped out.
I would agree with you.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Like, I don't think I could play with a young quarterback who decided, like, I am too tired to get it to be on his play.
Jason, what'd you make of that one? For those that don't know what we're talking about, the Colts quarterback on Sunday, he had scrambled for two straight plays. Third play, what would be the third play, he motions to the sideline, hits his helmet, I'm coming out, pulls himself out of the game.
The game's in the balance, right?
Yeah, it's fourth quarter, I believe.
And then admitted afterwards that he was tired.
He was tired. Yeah. So, Jason, how tough would it be to believe in that guy?
Well, how tired is he? Is he vomiting on the sideline? And, like, you know, I think Lane Johnson broke down a huddle one time before a game. He said, hey, let's go out there. And he's getting everybody fired up. Ain't nobody ever drowned from sweating too hard. And I just thought,
that's good.
That's a good line.
That is good.
But, yeah, quarterback, you don't see that at quarterback. That's very rare. You know, you can always come in and hand the ball off. Like, you don't have to really, there's plays that require less energy. So that it's concerning. I will say, watching the play, he's had that hip issue. He took like a little bit of an awkward shot, and I was wondering in the post game conference, like, is he kind of like not letting on that actually kind of hurt a little bit? But I have no evidence to say that.
That makes
more sense to me than actually saying like, oh, I was fatigued, so I came out of the game. Like, maybe because he's been nursing that hip injury. But
he didn't realize it would be way dumber to say that he was tired.
You know what I mean? He's like, yeah. I don't want to disclose an injury.
I know.
Or he was actually just tired that was not a good decision. I also don't think, though, like, I mean, maybe I do think this is part of probably the reason he's been benched for Joe, but I think Joe playing really well when he's been in there, like, made this decision probably a lot easier. Like,
Flacco's
played well.
I agree.
Yeah, and I think that for Shane, he's probably like, hey, I know this guy's, you know, I don't know for sure, but like, if I'm the coach, I'm looking there like, this guy played really well, and now all of a sudden we're back to this, and we're kind of struggling a little bit, you know, and now I got an opportunity. This thing just happened.
Yeah, I agree. All right, by the way, reminder, in two minutes, we're getting to these tickets where we're giving them, people another chance to hear a name.
And, of course, the courtesy of our good friends, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
I want to play some audio of Nick Sirianni. We played this late in yesterday's program, but it's well worth playing with Jason here. So here's Sirianni on the Eagles web show that they put out this week on their website, talking about the praise the Eagles are now getting with the three-game winning streak and how he wants them to handle it. And we'll get Jason's assessment, who had 3 years in the building with Nick as his head coach. Here's Sirianni to the guys the other day.
Here's what we talked about. Doubt, criticism, and hate, right? You got to bell block all that out. Well, it's the same deal with praise. Block it out. So now we're getting praised. Put your f***ing head down and work, because there's nothing like the work. What was the line, Tyler? Treat praise like perfume. Smell it, sniff it, whatever you got to do with it, don't drink it.
I love it. So, Jason, he was your guy for 3 years, and we've always wondered what's going on in there. I was very impressed with that messaging.
We've been saying this for years. I really think Nick is great in the team meeting room. Yeah. I think it's, you know, he communicates really well. He gets across the message that needs to be said to the team. He keeps guys accountable. This is really the strength, in my opinion, of Nick in that building, is how he communicates, how he holds people accountable, the messaging that he's saying. And I think that's the right messaging. I mean, they played a really good game. That doesn't mean anything. They got to put these together back-to-back. They still got to keep improving. You know, the reason they played well this past week is because they improved on all these mistakes they've made in previous games, and the defense has gotten a lot better. The offense has gotten a lot better. They're really starting to hone things in, but that process still has to continue. There's still things, even though they played well this past week, that they need to clean up. And I think that's the mindset you have to have. I know it's very similar to the Nick Saban rat poison quote that happened when he was at Alabama. In this city, the media is so loud and so out there, it is very easy to get caught up thinking you're already there when things are going well. And it's also very easy to think you're awful and you're never going to win when things aren't going well. And you have to do a great job of blocking out the nonsense and taking the constructive criticism and moving forward in the right manner to really succeed. And overall, it's weird. Like in this town, it felt like going into a season in this city when we were expected to be really good. We almost never lived up to those expectations.
That's right.
And when we weren't expected to be very good, we almost always exceeded them. And I think a lot of that is the way this town just operates. They're on those extremes, and the reality is always somewhere else.
Yeah, Jason with us here in studio for an entire hour, as he is every Thursday at this time. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio. Your chance today as we reassess the Sirianni thing. We ask you, do you think he's a good coach now? And if you didn't think that 3 weeks ago, did you jump the gun? Or do you think perhaps it's just a beneficiary of a really good roster and, for the most part, a very easy schedule? Which, let's be real, it has been to a large extent, not only the last 3 weeks, but to a large extent the last couple of years. 2022, the schedule was a joke. 2021, those 9 wins, most of those games were against teams that stunk. Just keeping it real, it's true.
Yeah.
So the Sirianni thing, how do you assess them?